One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. And yeah, what else can I say?
Thanks for coming back to the program. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing fantastically.
Dave.
We got a Robert today? Wow.
Ooh, I'm so formal.
It's a beautiful day in San Diego. We're the Degenerate Podcast. Want to start off the episode with telling you guys about a deal that went bad for me this week. Kind of sucks.
Every time you try and buy Coke from that one guy.
You know what? I mean, it was only Ajax a handful of times.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was contacted by a company who shall remain nameless, but they make something similar to edible arrangements, you know, a novelty gift that you can send to people that they can eat. Just put it that way. And they wanted me to do, like, a video for them because a friend of mine works at the company. They brought me to their attention. We're like, this guy has a few videos that have gone viral. Maybe he can film something for us. He showed him a couple of my other things.
So, you seem like the last edible arrangements spokesperson I would ever pick. Like, of all the comedians.
It's made out of beef jerky.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Like, if it's cigarettes and whiskey, fine.
Yeah, it's beef jerky, so it's pretty close. That's like the next thing down from cigarettes and whiskey.
Like, nothing.
Beef jerky.
Nothing says, like, candied fruits and some flowers like Ryan Shores.
Right.
That'd be like if Macho Man did that instead of Slim Jim.
Yeah.
It was pretty much Slim Jim's made into roses.
Snap into a bouquet of baby's breath.
So, anyways, they came in and they're like, what would you want to do a video like, you know, this one right here, and gave me a few examples. I'm like, yeah, I gave him a number. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, let's do it. And, you know, that sounds great. And, you know, it's just a viral video. Anyway,
now, is the idea that you film this yourself?
I film it myself.
Okay.
I write it. I do everything. I star in it. I, you know.
Edit it. You send them the final copy.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I do everything. And
he starts the company. He sends out the bouquets.
I arrange them myself.
Yeah.
So anyways, I came up with an idea that I thought was really funny. I got a bunch of my friends in it. Jordan Colburn from wildly popular podcast Mueller, She Wrote. Her just being in it would, you know, help with amount of views. My friend Garrett Ware, who's an artist. I had John Groobs help me. Mikey Gordon was the star of it in his clown getup, you know. So it takes us about 3 weeks to get all the shots we need. We had a reshoot.
Wow, you went serious. See,
yeah.
I'm thinking you just popped a camera on for 35
seconds. Yeah,
Bob
is like a camera phone. All right, go.
My name's Ryan, and I like eating things. Buy this.
I want to do a good job for him. I really put my best foot forward. You know, I'm like, you know, this could be something that a new avenue to make some bucks here.
Sure.
And I was charging him a good amount of money, so I'm like, I really want to give him my best effort here. So we do it. I mean, and it took a lot of reshoots. It was all the shitty things of filming any video. Oh shit, the sound's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck, we lost that line. Oh, you can hear the ceiling fan, you know. So all that shit. So 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, it's done. And I was just really, really happy with it. And I'll show you guys the video later. I send it off to the company. The 20% owner of the company loves it. He just thinks it's hilarious. The 80% owner loves it. Thinks it's hilarious.
So unfortunately, the company went out of business.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, ready to go. And then later that evening, flag on the play. The 80% owner's wife saw it.
Oh, no.
And deemed it not funny and not going to represent her husband's company.
What? Was there something offensive? Like, was it less than not funny? Was it like, this angers me?
Mikey Gordon was dressed as a clown in one scene. Well, in all the scenes. He's a clown.
Dirty Ron.
Yeah, Dirty Ron. And she doesn't like clowns. So this is done.
But that's not a decision by which you would base a marketing strategy on.
Because she finds clowns creepy, this video is not funny. And I would know, too, because I'm a housewife in Orange County.
Wow.
Yeah, she's one of those people like, I don't think this is funny, therefore no one would think this is funny.
Right. It's we've hired a comedian, but we really didn't need him because I know funny. She is every housewife that comes up to me after shows and goes, let me tell you something. I may not technically be a comedian, but I know.
When you said Orange County, I knew exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
So what did you reshoot everything? Did you just?
No.
You scrapped it?
It's shelved. It's done.
What?
We're not even allowed to share it ourselves.
What?
Yeah.
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah. Well, we're owed money, but They said they're going to pay us.
But okay, I was going to say, if they don't pay you for it, you can show it to whoever the fuck you want because that's your property.
Yeah. So
yeah, you should then, actually, you know what? Better, they don't pay you. You put it online, tag them, and say, hey, guys, if you want to support a horrible bitch's husband, go to this.
So, yeah, you know, that's the thing about comedy. Everyone thinks they're an expert.
Yeah.
You know, though it's like we've paid this guy X amount of dollars to come in and do this for me, oh, no. No, he doesn't know. I know. And I'm like, I fought for this thing, too. I'm like, can we at least do like a focus group? Like, I'll put it together.
Right.
I'll get a sample of people online. I'll get your demographic. I'll get Orange County people to fucking watch this and see what percentage of it.
See, she doesn't need a focus group because she already knows it's not funny, first of all. That's right. A big thing. But secondly, I think probably subconsciously, she wouldn't want a focus group to prove her wrong.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not.
100%. 100%.
Well, that's one of the downsides of comedy. That's one of the interesting things I've noticed because, like, the two sides of my life, like, one side you're doing science, right? And that's very much demonstrable. Like, if you're doing any kind of scientific endeavor, you're writing up stuff, you're publishing it, other people are reviewing it, they're saying this is bullshit or this is a really good idea or blah, 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 blah. But it's all objective, or at least for the most part, right? It's ones and zeros. When it comes to comedy, it's so funny because you could have people who are non-experts in the field. They didn't go to school for 8 years to do this. Yeah. They didn't do shit. They've never been to an open mic in their life. But they are so certain so that confident. Their particular subjective tastes.
I watch Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny.
Exactly. And they're so confident. That's
She's a comedy flat earther.
That's exactly what it is.
I've never seen the curve of the earth.
That's where I was going with it. Comedy is weird because it's almost like we give the conspiracy theorists the power. We allow those people to say shit and there's nobody to be like, all right, go ahead and publish that in a peer-reviewed journal and then we'll talk about it, because there is no such thing.
Yeah.
It's just a subjective thing. And that's one of the frustrating things about it sometimes is like, yeah, I'm sure you guys have had this experience before. You go up and you do a set. And it's not that you're off. You do the set the best you've ever performed it. But you get fucking crickets. The audience doesn't like it. And then the hackiest comedian you've ever worked with in your life goes up and kills.
So you were at my Temecula.
Yeah.
There's so many nights when I'm at a club, a show, a bar, whatever, and I get angry at the audience for what they're laughing at. I'm like, you guys are supportive. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's even better when you take yourself out of it and you watch a show. Like, this has happened to me before where I've watched a show and there's just a killer comedian. He's so good. He knows exactly what he's doing. He delivers a great set and nobody's laughing. And then the guy who gets up and basically uses recycled street jokes that he pulled out of a fucking website 20 minutes before the show ends up killing. And it's not an ego thing because you're not involved in it. You're just looking at them and you're like, audience, you are wrong. You are wrong to be laughing.
You're objectively wrong. There's no two ways about this. Now, the worst thing about that person, Ryan, is there's no proving her wrong.
No.
You could have gotten a focus group and they could have agreed with you. And the husband even could have just stood up to her and said, hey, we're running this.
Yeah.
And that could have boosted sales.
Yeah.
She would have figured out something in her head to discount that.
Absolutely.
There's no fucking reasoning
with
those people.
Yeah, these sales would have been here with this. In fact, no. She wouldn't stop there. She wouldn't just say, oh, those sales would have come in, this sudden spike anyway. She'd be like, oh, it would have been more.
Would have been
probably
a bigger spike.
Way bigger.
Yeah, it would have been a bigger spike without this video. I don't know what the spike's attributed to.
No. She had posted a Facebook post earlier. That was the spike thing. It would have been much higher, but you lost so many people from the commercial.
Right.
God, I hate those people. So
I'm still fighting for it, you know, because the main thing that I'm trying to stress, like, even if the money does come through, it's like that was the money for us to produce it, edit it, write it, and all that.
Right.
But there's the actors in it donated their time.
Yeah.
And they did it because, this company is going to put this, you know, blast it on all their things. It's going to be out there. It's going to be something for my reel. They donated their time, and now I have to go, thanks for fucking blowing two Saturdays.
Ooh, how about this? What if you contact that guy and be like, hey, by the way, I just want to withdraw this commercial for your consideration. We're not going to do it to you. Actually, your competitor, whatever, they love it. They
I
want
was
us
thinking
to reshoot
about that.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. But there is no competitor for these fucking people.
What are you talking? There's 1,000 edible arrangement companies in every city.
I agree. Bobby has something there.
I'll see what I can do
and
to
then,
recut it for
another
product. And
then every one of us will put every bit of, you listeners, degenerate listeners out there, me and Dave and all of you guys will put every effort to promoting this commercial and making it as big and viral as possible so that every day he wakes up and rolls over and looks at his wife, he can pick up the counter and be like, 1.2 million views, huh? I guess it was a huge failure, huh?
I like that Bobby's motive for this isn't success. It's to spite one person.
Yes, 100%.
That's his entire motivation. And I support that.
So I went to L.A., like I mentioned last episode.
You had your you had your huge party with Kato Kaelin.
Yeah. It was,
and
yeah,
the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
ShamWow guy.
God, wouldn't that be a great fight?
How many times did you hear Dynamite?
A lot, but it wasn't him. It
was some dude, of course not. Some dude he hates that.
Yeah, some dude in the bathroom doing coke. It was the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, first of all, it was so fucking ass to elbows packed. I didn't see any of the people that I talked about in the last episode.
Was this
episode.
Like at a venue or at someone's big mansion? Or
no,
where was
it? No, it was just his house in West Hollywood.
Okay, big house. All right.
And it was just so filled that me and Aaron walked in, immediately got anxiety, ran out to like the back porch, like hyperventilated for a little bit, and just kind of people watching them. I went, do you want to get the fuck out of here? I didn't fucking schmooze with anybody.
Did you even see your manager and say hi?
I did. Okay. I made sure that like.
You got credit for showing up.
Yeah, I drove 3 hours for this. You see my fucking face. So
what Ryan doesn't know is shortly after he left, the manager was like, hey, one of my clients does stand-up. We're going to do a little surprise set. Ryan, where
you
at?
For what we heard, all of them do.
All Ryan? Of them do. Yeah, all of them do stand-up. But that's the thing. I can't stand L.A. dudes. I could never fucking live there because every single one of them seems to think that not only in this city of industry, but at this industry party, they're all going to be the only guy that like either writes scripts or does comedy or is trying to break into showbiz. They always say it so smugly, like everyone at this Hollywood party is going to go, oh, really? You're trying to be an actor? That's amazing.
Yeah, all of a sudden they say, ooh, we should write a story about you. I'm a journalist. Let's go.
Right. Just every guy, there was this one girl that was near where Aaron and I was, and every dude that would try and hit on her, same thing, yeah, I'm an actor. It's hard work day, but I'm just really grinding, making it here.
Yeah, you gotta do something different. You should actually do the reverse. You should be up and be like, technically right now I'm acting, but that's just to get my real dream of waiting tables.
Waiting tables, my dream is to be a waiter.
Well, that's the thing. What would really make people go, really, in Hollywood, is if you say you're anything but a waiter or an actor 100%. Or a comic. Yeah. Just fucking like, just say you're a farmer. That would be like, you're a fucking farmer? That's bananas.
I work for Water and Power. Pretty good, 9 to 5, good benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make edible beef jerky arrangements. No big deal. Just, you know.
Yeah, saying you have a normal job and are not trying to make an industry in Hollywood will get you the same reaction as saying I'm a stand-up comic everywhere else in the world.
Yeah. I like, so you, when guys come in like, I'm an actor, like it's a big deal. The thing for writers, their show-off line is, I wrote a spec script for, and then they say whatever. Right. That's just,
but anybody that just
means,
can do that.
No, right. That means nobody asked you to do it. Yes. You just did it on your own.
It's fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
I wrote a spec script from Cheers. No, I mean, it was 2 years ago.
I wrote a spec script for the next Lethal Weapon installment. No big deal. No one asked for that.
You remember Big Bang Beetleborgs? I'm, So, yeah, there's that. Also went to the, Aaron dragged you to the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm. Yeah, when you're in L.A., there's always a handful of things that someone's going to want to make you go to.
Yeah, like Man's sort of like, Chinese Theater.
Yeah, choose your poison. You know, what's it going
to
be?
Yeah, and honestly, like, I've been commuting to L.A. for, since I became a comic. I grew up just south of there. So, like, nothing about L.A. is interesting to me. Yeah. Or I don't want to do any touristy shit. It's not fucking novel to me.
It's bigger, dirtier San Diego. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's more crowded.
There's a beach. It's great, but there's beaches here.
There's one tiny aspect of L.A. that I do like, and it's been years since I've been up there, so maybe this has changed, but like Ryan, you were talking about how people brag about being in the industry.
Yeah.
There's a very small section, I feel like, where they're actually in the industry and they just keep their fucking head down and do work. Like they're just writing, they're doing shit, whatever. They don't talk about, they don't brag about it. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah. I like those people.
Well, so Erin has this thing about tourist attractions where she wants to go to them, just like Julia. Remember she dragged me to the mountains a few weeks ago? She wants to go to these tourist destinations, but she keeps forgetting that she hates people and that there's going to be other people there.
Yeah.
She has no foresight as to, I'm not the only one that wants to go to this place.
Oh, especially on a Saturday?
Saturday. Fucking Julian, Six Flags, the Santa Monica Pier. She always just imagines a Twilight Zone-esque universe where it's just her and I holding hands in this empty fucking lot. But as soon as she gets there and sees 6 fucking million people, she goes, oh no. So yeah, so I get dragged these things, and she just starts complaining immediately, like, oh, fucking look at all these people. Oh God, I'm meth head. So, you know.
By the way, I know exactly how she feels, because in the beginning of every one of those movies, whether it's like I Am Legend or one of the other zombie movies, when they're like, yeah, and the entire world is cleared out and you're left all alone, and it's supposed to be this very dire situation. And I'm always like, oh, God, that would be awesome. Amazing. That would be, oh, God, no traffic? Yeah, no,
28 days later when he wakes up, he's only like, oh my God, how great would that be?
Yeah, yeah. Every time I'm like, wait, I just carry around a crowbar with me. I don't take care of the zombies, but I don't have to wait in line when I go places. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's
There's
fantastic.
Two fantasies that exist for zombie apocalypse. For the right wing nuts, it's, oh, I get to use my gun on things.
Right.
And for Dave, it's like, oh, no people.
Yeah.
So it's very different likes there. But I have a policy, though, when she wants to do something that I know is going to suck. And that's just do it and let her see for herself. Because I have been that guy, and I know most guys are, where you don't want to do the stupid thing that your woman wants to do.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. Let it fail on its own, because you are choosing. You have a choice when your wife or
girlfriend... All right, babe, you can peg me, but you're not going to like it. It's just...
You have a choice. I mean, most guys don't see the big picture here. Is if when your girl says, I want to go to the Santa Monica Pier or to up to the mountain town or whatever, and you know it's going to be crowded and suck, is you're choosing between going to a place that sucks as much as you know it will, or her passively aggressively saying all fucking day what an asshole you are for not doing the things she wants to do.
Sometimes aggressive aggressively.
And imagining like how great it would be in her head.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe it doesn't even end there. You're not gonna have a great day either way.
Right.
So you might as well be the good guy about it, you know? Just do the stupid thing your chick wants to do. Because if you're that guy that never does what she wants to do, you are like 5 years away from her leaving you for a guy who will.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a weird form of terrorism that you have to comply with.
It really is. Yeah, you're held hostage.
I'm in the same boat.
We do negotiate with terrorists, okay?
It's called marriage. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. In about a week, I will be hopping on a 14-hour flight to England with a 19-month-old baby that my wife insists we have to do. I keep explaining how this is a horrible idea. We took him on a 4-hour flight about like 8 months ago, and it was the worst 4 hours of my entire life. This is going to be horrible, and I keep insisting this is a bad idea. But similar to you, at some point, you just got to be like, all right, it's a bad idea. We both know this is a bad idea, whether or not you recognize it or not.
Yeah.
And soon we'll see this, and it'll be horrible.
Why are you taking that kid to England this early?
That's what I'd like to ask.
He's not going
to
process that he's in England.
Oh, weird. It's almost like you're rehashing an argument that I had verbatim for the last 6 fucking months.
Was he going to try to make one of the guards laugh at Buckingham Palace?
I was trying to explain to her. I was like, in his mind, he walks into this tube, has the worst 14 hours he's ever had, screams, everybody else hates him, and then he gets out and he's just in the same fucking place. He doesn't even know he's gone anywhere else.
No, he doesn't process that the beer here is warm.
We can take him to Balboa Park. It's as different to him as England. He has no idea.
All right, I got a business idea now based on Ryan's capitulating to
baby
Aaron
arrangements. Send your baby to someone else.
No, we'll just set up a green screen. And we can give you any background you
there
want.
You go.
Your wife wants to go to Julian? Yeah, we'll just take some pictures. We'll Photoshop it after. We'll get you out all that shit.
There'll be no people there.
Ryan will make a commercial for it.
Yeah.
It'll go viral.
Yep. There
Boom.
You go. It's perfect. Yeah.
Nah, my wife called. She said it was a dumb idea.
Oh, man. That sucks, Bobby. Yeah, I don't know what you're going
to
do.
It's going to be horrible. But I will at least be able to sit in that airline seat 14 hours each way and think to myself, oh, I was right. Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, but just don't say I told you so.
No. The kid will say that with his loud
right.
screams, as will all the eyes of the pissed off passengers around us.
Yeah. What the best advice I got in like recent memory is my buddy Groobs. We were talking about like situations like this where you really so much want to say, I fucking told you.
Yeah.
Yes. But you don't say that. That'll just start an argument. Nothing's to be gained there.
Right.
You hold on to that for the next time that you fuck up and do something against her advice.
Oh, okay.
And it goes. And he said, use it as a shield, not a sword. That's what you do with that. You put that in your
God.
Back pocket. Like, I have a fuck up free pass here. So anyway.
Sounds good in theory. Doesn't work.
Yeah, who knows? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You'll see. I know. So the government's back open.
Temporarily, at least it is. Yeah, yeah. I think we have 3 weeks out of it.
Yeah.
Everybody do your governing now.
Yeah. File those taxes. The thing is, though, so Trump didn't get his wall.
Yeah.
The government's back open. We got what we wanted. But I disagree with the way a lot of people are handling it online is everyone's, like, mocking Trump. And
yes, this is so dumb. This is so dumb. We have 3 weeks.
No, I agree, yeah.
Don't piss him off to the point where he doesn't acquiesce next time.
Yeah, like, even, like, my close friends are making memes like, oh, cave story. Well, he caved. What a bitch. I'm like, stop mocking him. He's still president.
Yes, and he pays attention to what people say about him online.
Oh, yes, I totally agree. 100%. He really does. An unhealthy amount.
Everybody should be praising him and saying this is the best thing he's done ever. All of a sudden, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm like, everybody should be saying this. So when he looks at it, he's like, all right.
You should be tweeting him. Hey, you know, I'm on your side now. Good job. Way to come to your senses. This is like, wait, now that you're mocking him while he's still fucking president.
Yes.
And still has keys to shit. Is that like, it's like if I'm trying to talk down an aggressive drunk dude at a party from fighting. I'm like, come on, dude, calm down. Calm down. No, come on. Don't. Come on. What, you're in the Marines? Come on. You don't want to get arrested. You get bumped down a rank. You good? Good. Ah, you fucking kid, you bitch. I fucking knew it. Walk away. Walk away, bitch.
You can't even argue like, oh, man, we're going to have to go through this next year. 3 weeks. We got 3 weeks. You can't do this. Yeah. He's got a short fucking memory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's terrible. All the people mocking me, that worst course of action. Just fucking retarded. Yeah.
Stop mocking the adult child. He still has keys to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I discovered a website, guys. I guess it's been around for like 20 years. But I just tripped over it.
It's called Google.
I can look up anything.
Oh, that company does have competitors. Yeah. So anyways, there really is a dating site for everybody.
Oh, is it Farmers Only?
I know. No. I've known about that trash fire for a while. This is called meetaninmate.com.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a joke. It's literally what it sounds like. These are incarcerated people, and you can start up a relationship.
I have so many questions.
Please, I've got the website.
First question, how do you sign up?
Yeah, starting with one of them. Do you think there are more men or more women on this website? Because theoretically, men are obviously more desperate. So if you go to like Ashley Madison or Match.
No,
or anything,
women. Dude, women are much more famous for falling in love with criminals.
And there's more male criminals. So there's like a bigger percentage for them to choose from. So who do you think is
this
more?
This website caters to women, for
but
sure.
But guys
That's my
are
guess.
So seedy. Like, any guy who's like, wait a second, they're already incarcerated. They got nothing else going. They probably don't have a place to stay when they get out.
Finally, yeah, no, guys. Guys are going to go for the drunk chick at a bar. Women are going for the incarcerated criminal.
Finally, someone that will appreciate my dick pics.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that this might cater to the women on the outside because men on the outside, like Dave said, they want sex. And they're not going to be able to have sex with these people for like 7 to 10 years. But
I don't know. Women, some could be on 6 months out, you know? Like, you shoot for the ones coming out quickly.
Women, like, they crave the affection, the talking, the, you know, the emotion.
Also, the I can fix him.
Yes.
The I can rehabilitate him. Now, I can make him better.
Now, you can do lady inmates or male inmates.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just give you their mission statement here. Inmates, lonely inmates in the USA seek pen pals. Did you know there are millions of men and women who are currently incarcerated?
Yes.
If not, this is the site for you, you fucking idiot.
It'd be funny if you didn't know. You were like, wait, what the fuck is a jail? When we lock human beings behind a cage? This is animalistic.
These inmates are very real and seeking pen pals. This is like those fucking phone sex ads that used to come on during Comedy Central after 10 o'clock. Like, these are real girls ready to chat right now. It's just like the white trash equivalent of that. These are real inmates. They really killed someone.
I feel like Ryan signed a sponsorship deal with this company for the podcast. That's why he's got to read this right
There's
now.
A Mikey Gordon ad coming.
Hey, do you look like a clown? We don't care. We're in prison. Fuck us. Inmatesmeet.com scrapped my commercial. They really didn't like all the prison rape humor. Apparently, that's not a genre of humor.
They said there weren't enough clowns in the commercial.
Yeah, not enough clowns. What do you people want from me? So, anyways, receiving a letter is the highlight of the day for most of these prisoners. Most is the prison.
Right.
For the ones it's not. It's
not
it's
getting the, raped is the highlight of the day for the rest of them.
Well, there's Pudding Wednesday. You know, that's
it's the toilet rum. The toilet rum. It's, you know, when that fresh batch is brewed, fuck the letters.
I mean, also, you just get a lot of time for you. You know, like think, work out, really, really focus on yourself.
just think of how lonely it must feel at mail call to never hear your name being called. Oh, that did tug on my heartstrings a little. The boy that Santa forgot because he killed someone and stole a car. especially after being locked up for several years and family and friends have deserted you. Or you killed them. Maybe that's why you're there. These inmates can't wait to hear from you. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Make the day of a lonely inmate. There's more to it. You really should just go to meetaninmate.com to read the entire thing. But I wanted to see some of the people that some of the profiles here.
Okay. Did you find mine?
I found some girls that would interest you. Bobby, choose a age.
BBW.
They don't have no. You can't be choosy. There's like 18 of them.
What? If I'm picking somebody who's gonna steal my wallet, she better at least have some girth to her.
All right, you pick an age.
Okay,
an age range. So, like, give me like a.
I don't really like the younger ones. They don't have enough time to put on the weight yet. So I'm going 35 to 50.
Okay. Dave, pick a region. South, Pacific Northwest.
Well, let's not fuck around. Let's do Southwest,
well,
right?
No. Bobby likes the big girls. We're going Midwest.
Okay, fair enough.
Midwest. All right, let me find one here. Okay, so that brings us to Kendra, age 30 from Michigan.
Yeah, home state.
All right. Prison princess. That's how she starts her profile. Okay. Prison princess. Hi, my name is Kendra. I'm 30. I'm currently incarcerated. Yeah, no shit, Kendra. I read the name of the site, okay? You're going to catch me up.
Well, to be fair, she uses that for all the dating websites.
Yeah. She copy and paste this into Plenty of Fish. I'm incarcerated, but not letting that bring me down. Good for you. I am intelligent.
I wasn't smart enough not to get caught.
I am an intelligent woman seeking a financially stable companion that can intrigue my interests. Like what? Theft?
Yeah.
Larceny?
I like how she's in jail, but you got to have your shit together,
yeah, right?
Okay?
You better not be fucking around. You better send me the good skills.
Are there pictures on this, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here she is.
Oh, wow. She's cute, actually.
Not bad for someone incarcerated.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if they were all mugshots.
Oh, yeah. From the time they brought them in, like, yeah. the half of them are crying.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, she lists her interest. That's good. My interest.
Petty larceny.
Yeah. Racketeering.
Pruno.
My interests include music, writing, good conversations. Wow, is hot showers in there too?
I like that she didn't say freedom. That makes it easy. Well,
you gotta pick your battles. I don't like how she didn't say what kind of music.
Just music, broadly.
Food, television. All right, so she likes music, writing, good conversations. She loves writing, you know, to her fucking person on the outside. Good conversations, bonfires.
Okay, that's where...
She had to burn all the evidence once she committed that heist of all the bearer bombs.
Yeah.
Evidently she threw a bunch of copies of Goldeneye in there. All right, so bonfires, hiking to the other side of the yard. Fishing for compliments. What can I say? I love the outdoors. Oh, shit for you.
Wow.
Must not love them that much.
You picked the wrong line of work.
So wait. Do these people have access? I'm trying to think of their internet access. Like, if you're speaking to them via online, right, they have to have some kind of, is it like an hour a day they get to respond to you?
Excellent question. That was actually covered in the ethos of the thing here. let's see here.
They don't have internet access. We made these profiles up based on what we thought they might say.
Yeah.
Bobby, I wonder, you know how like a lot of times in prison, like we know like they make toilet wine, they do all kind of, they have all kinds of shady shit going on. I wonder if there's like secret codes hidden in these so they can communicate with people outside. Like, would you please smuggle me in some?
Here it is. Although Meet an Inmate is an online service, prisoners do not have access to the internet.
What?
All correspondence will be via U.S. Postal Service, commonly known as snail mail. Thanks for clearing that up, inmate.
That's what snail mail is.
Oh, I've been wondering. I thought you literally fucking mailed snails to people. My grandma was all pissed off. The inmates listed are convicted felons and caution should be used. Huh? Be understanding without being gullible. We recommend, so when they ask for that nail file, fucking, they're not really trying to start a little service in there. All right, let's go back to Kendra. I'm dying to know the rest of her interests here.
Do they list why they got in prison and
no,
how they got
caught? No, I've been looking for that each.
Oh my God, that should be, that is definitely one of the pieces of information you need to have.
Yeah, that should be the searchable category. Yeah.
It fucking matters. Like, what are you in there? Killed my boyfriend? Shit.
What are you in there for? Scamming a guy on the outside?
Yeah. So, okay, let's see. I have a very positive outlook. We're back to Kendra. We're back to Kendra. I have a very positive outlook on life and look forward to bringing joy to you and you to me.
See, that's code for something. They're working on some shit here.
Yeah, joy is coke.
Put it in a boggle timer.
Yeah.
If you're interested in getting to know more about me, you're more than welcome to write me or email me. Ah, you don't have access to the fucking email. Fucking site told me you didn't.
If you want to know more about me, steal a car in Jackson County.
If you choose to send me a letter through the U.S. Postal Mail, be sure to keep up on our current mail policy. Dave, you were right. That's code
shady.
For sure.
No, I think what that means is like you're not allowed to send porn, and like they have certain rules, and they'll look through your shit.
Yeah, those chicks in there like, send me porn.
That's a dick pic. It's actually getting seen. Like they're like, I got nothing else to look at. I don't get any fucking letters.
All right, let's do one more. This time, Dave, choose an age range. Bobby, you choose the region.
Okay. I want to hear what a young, crazy one has to say. Let's go 18 to 24.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going Northern California.
Northern California.
Okay.
I'm pissed that they don't let you do it by the way that you can do on Match.
Yeah, you think that'd be like the only way to search
them. Yeah, the way you do it on Match where it's like, nah, I only like big chicks. Like, why are you going to make me go through all these stupid skinny girl profiles for no fucking reason?
All right. I got...
It's Kendra again.
She got transferred.
I got Antoinette, 22, Northern California. Let's see what Antoinette has to say about things. Hi there, my name is Antoinette. I go by Annie. I'm 22. I'm 22 years of age, living young and wild and free-spirited. Yes.
Spirited.
A little too wild.
Yeah.
Underline spirited, because otherwise free doesn't make sense.
Right. That's code for something. Underline spirited.
I am very outgoing. Yeah, I was really enthusiastic about robbing that last story. I'm very outgoing and fun to be around. Just ask myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I love sports. I'm very athletic. Yeah, will you play handball in there? I enjoy activities and the outdoors.
I enjoy activities?
Yeah.
That's like that Simpsons where Homer Simpson is like, my favorite book is magazine.
I love recreation.
My hobbies include things.
Food. I'm addicted to food. and meth. I love sports and I love the beach. No, I'm the beach. She fucking, nice job. I work out. Not much else to do in there. I read and meditate. Well, you got no choice.
All of those are good things to do.
I think they all do that shit in there.
I try and keep my mind and body busy at all times. Good for you. Huh? I love to cook. Oh, dude, fucking. What did Big Frog say that he liked to cook in there? Like, he like used ramen and called like a spread.
I'm imagining the Goodfellas scene where.
Yeah, it was kind of
where they spend half the time making the food.
Yeah.
If you mash these graham crackers down, you can make a nice pie crust. I love to cook. I love music. Again, with the generalized music. Fuck, just say hip hop. I love.
Wow.
That's
code. How many times do you say love means something?
Things. It's going to be things.
Dude.
Stuff.
Dave, this is the most obvious code yet. All right? I love the color teal.
Oh, yeah. That's something.
Wow.
That means something.
That's kind of... She wouldn't specify what kind of music, what kind of activities.
Yeah.
But fucking teal. I like teal.
Google what teal is code for right now.
All right. I'm looking for a friend with good vibes. Someone who's positive and willing to keep me in good spirits. If you're interested, write me. I'll be sure to respond. I'll be waiting. I know you will.
All right. Pictures. What do you got?
Pictures right here. She's cute. She's like a mixed race girl.
Not big enough for Bobby.
No, this is why I need to do it by weight.
You should also be able to search by the type of prison, because you want like the country club ones. Who like, they can come and go as they please.
Or like the crime. The crime would be the best. Like, I want to search only for chicks who got arrested.
For murdering someone.
No, for like.
That they were dating.
Like.
Casually.
Oh, but they don't have what they're in there for, but they do have minimum and maximum release dates.
Like, I want ones that are like, I got arrested because I couldn't stop just banging everything I saw. I was so horny, I just needed to bang everything.
I got a DWI, driving while irresistible.
I was arrested for stealing your heart.
Anyway, so if you'd like to talk to Kendra or Antoinette.
Just she goes by Annie. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Oh, by the way, send a teal envelope to Chino.
Speaking of prison. Did you guys watch the documentary about Fire Festival?
Oh, yeah. The dude's in jail for like 6 years, isn't he?
Like at the end.
They sent him into jail for putting on a bad festival.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Absolutely. And
no,
he deserved it. He deserved every second.
Defrauding investors part that might have been a little bit more.
Bobby, we'll catch up on this in a second. But, Ryan, I love at the end, he was talking to someone who'd been in jail, asking, hey, because he didn't think he was going to jail. He's like, hey, what's it like in there? He's trying to gauge how well he would do.
You get some great dates on this website.
Yeah. His profile's amazing.
Listen, teal is code for Pruno. So just say you love it.
He loves music. No, Bobby, you don't know about this?
I know about the Fire Festival. I have not seen the documentary, though.
Okay, so the documentary, basically, it just breaks down what happened. He went into business with Ja Rule to put on this festival, and they did it backwards. Like, he saw an island and was like, oh, that'd be a great place to throw a party.
Yeah.
How can we throw a party? Ja Rule, you want it? Yeah, let's have music.
I do like the idea that you're flying over the Caribbean, you look down, you see an island, and then you just like literally a light bulb comes over your head like a cartoon. You pick up your phone. Hello, Ja Rule?
Yeah.
No, it's me, Bill. I got an idea.
The whole thing started as an app where you could book musical artists like Ja Rule
for events. I tried to book DMX, but whenever time I call him, he just starts shouting. I never knew what he was saying.
He literally got out of prison this week, so it would have been a very bad call to try to book
DMX. I was just
going to
write him. Damn it.
You know, think about DMX. He loves Teal. Anyway, yeah, so they decided they're going to launch this app where it's going to be like Uber, but instead of like booking some Armenian dude in a Chevy Cruze, you can book Ja Rule to play your birthday.
Yeah.
So
it also arrives in a Chevy Cruze, actually.
They had a party to promote the app.
Yeah. They're like, look who we fucking booked with the app. That's why they're here. Yeah, they did it backwards. They went, let's throw a party. And then they just announced the party without taking any steps first.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So how much time did they give themselves? Like, did they say this
like
is next
6
year?
6 months?
Really?
Not even, I don't think.
Maybe not even. All I know is, like, with like a month ago, they like hadn't started yet. They procrastinated worse than me.
They ended up trying to do it in Jamaica.
Wow.
They were billing it as an island, but it was like right next to a sandals resort. Yeah. There was no infrastructure. They had to have locals. They were having locals work around the clock building these little dome igloos.
Yeah, I saw some of that.
Yeah.
They didn't go through any of the proper channels. Like, we're throwing a party here. And some guy's like, you can't do that. He's like, oh.
So they had to switch the island, is what you're saying.
They had to switch the island at some point. Now, here's the thing. So it was this big shit show.
Was anybody other than Ja Rule supposed to perform?
Blink-182.
They backed out to their credit.
Right. Well, but once they saw the conditions, they're in the industry, so they know to go, hey, send us a picture of what's going on over there before we fly all our shit.
You gotta like how the guy who's batshit crazy and believes he's discovered UFOs is like, I'm sorry, this is not legitimate enough for me. I gotta get out of here. I have to go play 3 chords somewhere else.
So, anyways, they didn't do any of the proper like pre-planning. It was a shit show. But here's the thing about the documentary. I think there's 2 of them, one on Hulu, one on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is that the documentary, and this is its only flaw in my eyes, tries to really get you to feel sorry for these rich assholes. They're like,
oh yeah,
I had $8,000 to spend to go see Blink-182.
Is that what it cost?
Yeah, dude. Because they built it as like private jet to fly you out there.
What?
Yep.
Luxury loft on the beach.
Wait, hold on.
No, they're called cabanas or something.
Where are these private jets?
They weren't
jets
cabanas,
coming from?
They were tents.
Private jets are expensive as fuck.
Bobby, what you just said is exactly what the promoter said right before the festival. He's like, oh,
what?
Shit, where are we going to get these jets?
There was
what?
One guy. There was.
It cost like $90,000 to take a private jet 100 miles.
There was the voice of reason, like 90 days away from the start. There was one guy's the voice of reason when they had the original island. Which was Pablo Escobar's old island.
Oh, cool.
And the guy, the lawyer, Pablo Escobar's lawyer, is like, we'll sell you the island. You can't say Pablo Escobar. First post, they mentioned Pablo Escobar. So he's like, nope, you lose the island.
Wow.
That's it. So I got another one. But there was one guy who was like, okay, you can't camp there. I tried it. It's freezing cold. It sucks. We're going to have like a yacht or a bunch of boats offshore where people get boated back and forth. And that's the only way it'll work. They're like, thank you for your involvement. We don't need your help
anymore. You're fired.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was actually a good idea. We'll dock a cruise ship, luxury cruise ship that we can afford right there.
Yeah.
And people take a fun little raft ride for 2 seconds
they
to the
fired
island.
Him.
And they're like, no, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
No, go to Walmart and get me a bunch of camper tents.
They oversold it too by a lot.
So explain to me what I get for this $8,000 ticket.
All right, okay,
in theory or in reality?
In theory.
What did they sell these people on?
Okay, in theory, you get a private jet. Ooh, I forgot. the private jet also has a bunch of models.
Yes.
Not just models, not Tenderloin District models like the ones that are at my house.
Like Victoria's Secret.
Like Bella Hadid, like...
I don't know any models, but I'll take your word
Victoria's
for it.
Victoria's Secret. Yeah. Just
top tier, they are the Kevin Hart, Louis C.K. of the modeling world.
You mean like Ashley Graham?
Yeah.
They're going to be there mingling with everybody.
Yeah, and they even did like a photo shoot. Like, these are the chicks that are just going to be in your tent having sex with you. So anyway, so you get a private jet with fucking some of the Kardashians on there having champagne.
A private cabana on the beach.
A private cabana on the beach. Catered food by like top tier Michelin chefs.
Yeah, like sushi, great shit.
Yeah, all you can eat catered food. Champagne brunch on Kendall Jenner's yacht.
Why did you spend all the money on the food and the models and stick with Ja Rule and Blink-182? It's a horrible lineup.
Yeah. So, they'll be there too, but at this point, Ja Rule and Blink-182 are garnished to all the shit you're getting. So you get $8,000, but that's just base price because you also had to buy this little like special watch credit card thing that you strap on your wrist.
Yeah, as the event approached and they were really running out of money and not having anything, they had people call the kids who had bought tickets, like, basically haranguing them into loading money onto their wristband.
Wow. And by the way, we don't accept cash. You better preload your thing. And
like harassing them, though. Like, you need to do this now.
So people already spent the is it literally $8,000?
It's something close.
So somebody spent $8,000 for it, and then on top of that, they have to throw $2,200 on essentially the store credit.
They said, we recommend $3,000, but if you want to have a good time, it should be much, much more.
Yes, that's what they said.
So you need to preload. So you spend $8,000, then they're like, well, that was pretty steep, but at least I'm getting a private yacht and a luxury cabana and Blink-182 private concert, and they're like, oh no, that was just that's just base price. That if you want to be a bum about it, you can give us the $8,000.
They did that shitty sales tactic too, where they were like, you know, a lot of people have done $3,000, but we think you should do a little more than that.
Yeah, if you want to look like a loser.
And by the way, for the cabanas on the beach, I forget what the numbers, but they sold something ridiculous, like 1,000 beachfront cabanas.
And
there's not that much beach.
Oh, and they didn't send pictures. They did like specs drawings of the cabanas, and it looked like the junior suite I get at Golden Nugget when I go to Vegas.
Oh yeah, like two beds, couch, fancy.
Yeah, and these are tents.
Yeah, but they did it like they're like, oh, but it's like a luxury cabana tent, so we won't feel that way. And it was like some storm shelter.
It ended up being the stuff they used during Hurricane Katrina, I think, or they said something during some natural disaster.
Hurricane Harvey or something. Yeah. Going back to these rich assholes, they interviewed him, and it's like some like prissy gay guy from the New York Village. Like, I spent $8,000, and I had to eat bad food. I'm like, fuck you. And you had $8,000 to spend on going to see Blink-182. I hope you had the shittiest weekend in the history of weekends, because the rest of your life is just too charmed.
And did the festival actually? I know it was like a huge fuck up, but did anything actually happen?
No.
Like, was there actually any musical performance?
No, not even a little.
No. So, but people still showed up.
Here's one thing that they flew everyone onto the island, and there were like hundreds, maybe thousands of people on the island that they had not yet planned to fly back. So they were all stuck there.
What?
They were waiting outside like this makeshift office for hours in line, waiting for someone to come out and tell them what to do. And I guess in the documentary it said that some lower level guy would come out and try to tell them what to do. The main guy would be like, hey, turn the music up. Let's make it fun. So the music would go up and they couldn't hear what the guy was saying. So he'd go turn the music down. The main guy would be like, oh, turn the music back up. So it was this fucking shit show. Eventually the main guy comes out. He's like, hey, everybody go grab a tent. And it was this mad free for all as people ran across the field trying to claim a spot.
So let me ask this. It sounds like they sold it, right? They actually got people to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they sell it to the capacity that they thought, or did nobody go?
They oversold it.
That's the
problem. So if they oversold it and they charged $8,000 a piece plus this canteen fee, how in the world could they not make this work? Because it sounds like you have literally millions of dollars coming.
Oh, yeah. It was like close to $30 million, I think,
how
that he
can
was
you,
in the hole.
If you have that, even if you fuck up and you don't plan ahead and you didn't budget correctly, with that amount of money in the Caribbean, you could fucking buy Jamaica.
Which brings us to our point, Ryan, and I wanted to pitch to you, the Degenerate Fest.
We have the Strikers. We have
Kato Kalin, the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, Air Force Amy is going to be there.
We have the
people.
Fiends.
Yeah, the fake misfits will be there. The Gore Horsemen.
Actually, the Fiends backed up.
So if they had all this money,
they couldn't give us the accommodations that we're used to,
and they didn't even spend it because they couldn't buy the things.
No, they spent it all. Like
on what?
No one knows.
Wow.
So so they defrauded investors because in addition to all these kids' money they got, they also had investors.
Yeah.
They pulled like what Gene Wilder did in The Producers.
Yeah, so they just kept all the money then.
They just kept all the money. And like,
they lost most of it, like spending it on all the supplies and the bullshit.
Well,
and the...
that dude also liked to live large. So yeah. Like as he's getting this influx of cash, he sets up his base of operations in like a penthouse at the Ritz
yeah.
in New York.
And they paid, one of the people who actually got paid, all the workers didn't get paid, all the Jamaicans didn't get paid, they were out all this fucking money. One of the people who got paid, they paid Kendall Jenner $100,000 for an Instagram post.
Yeah.
There's she got like, paid.
I'm Kendall Jenner in Firefest.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about this whole thing is as fucked up as they are, think about it from like a comedian standpoint. What's the hardest thing? It's not putting on a good show. We all know dozens of great comedians who'd put on a great show tonight. It's not putting on the great show. It's not the venue. It's getting people in the
it's
fucking
getting
door.
Ja Rule, the headline.
Yeah. They got the people in the door. They actually did the hardest part. Logistically setting something up is difficult, but it's way easier than
sure.
getting all the people there. They succeeded at the hardest part and fucked up everything
else. That's
why
the Degenerate Fest is going to be awesome.
There'll be no one there, but everything will be done to a T.
Do you know what this guy needed? Was an Orange County housewife to go, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all.
Dude, one of the best parts, there's so many good parts about this. One of the best parts, Bobby, supposed to be gourmet food.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being a cheese sandwich. Like you would buy from the grocery store, shrink wrapped
like,
on styrofoam.
Rationed like a piece of stale wheat bread with like a piece of provolone on it. They're like, here, fuck you.
Oh, and when the luggage arrived, it arrived in like a big shipping container. They just opened the doors like, hey, grab your bag.
Wow.
And then the prissy guy, oh God, if you watch the Netflix one, you gotta pay specific attention to this ginger gay guy with this like, this weird like curly red mullet. And he's like, and I got a cheese sandwich and I was like, I don't believe this. I'm like, this guy's hysterical.
So the guy got sentenced to jail, huh?
Yeah.
Then he posted bail and while he was out, he started running another scam.
What?
Yeah, he took the list of all the people that bought Firefest tickets and started trying to sell them things he didn't have.
But this one was way more egregious because when he got out on bail, he started trying to sell people fake tickets to like the Grammys, the Golden Globes,
the Met Gala, wow. Things there aren't tickets for.
Yeah, meet and greets with celebrities that he had no contact with. Like he became a high end version of that dude that scalps tickets in front of the Metallica concert. And you go to get in the door, you realize Metallica is spelled with one L, and you're like, oh God damn it! $50.
Did Ja Rule face consequences?
No, that was my biggest
gripe.
He has
to be Ja Rule for the rest of his life.
There was one part on a conference call after all this is done and he's been arrested and all this shit is going down. There was a conference call where someone was like, yeah, but we committed fraud. And Ja Rule says, no, it wasn't fraud. It was false advertising.
No!
My biggest gripe is they didn't make him out to be enough of a piece of shit as he was.
Yeah.
They let him off the hook.
Yeah.
I was in Fast and Furious.
Was he?
He was in one of the Fast and Furious.
You know, it's very racist for you to say that all Fast and the Furious look the same. Yeah, I just don't feel sorry for any rich people that got scammed. I don't. Fuck. I'm glad you had a shitty weekend. The only people I feel sorry for is the fucking, like,
the
Barbados
workers
yeah. that are like, I had a carrot yesterday. It was the first time I've eaten. Like, these guys worked around the clock.
Yeah.
Those are the only victims in my eyes.
Well, it still sucks whether you're rich or not. It still sucks to have something shitty happen to
no,
you.
No, I'm sure there were a couple of blue-collar people who, like, saved up. Like, this was going to be their one big life event, and they got fucked. But
yeah,
for the most part, no.
And even then, it's like, whatever, you know, even if you're a rich person, it doesn't mean bad things should happen to you just because you're a rich person.
And I want to end on this message, though, because this, for me, was the most prevalent part of the documentary. They pretty much had the camera rolling the entire time. And because ostensibly his camera guy that followed him around because he wanted to make a documentary
right.
that was favorable to him, he ostensibly didn't get any money either. So I think he did with that what happened with that guy who had the documentary that did Boondock Saints. He had his friend film the whole thing, and he turned out to be an asshole, so he released a documentary about what a shitty person he was. I think that guy basically did this, like, you want some footage? I got some fucking footage. There is a footage of him going, okay, get Kendall Jenner in there, get, you know, Bella Hadid and you know, Haley Baldwin, have them all drinking and showing off their asses and swimming. The whole point of this, guys, is to make these fucking losers from the Midwest think that they can be like us. So, for all of you that follow influencers on fucking social media and buy things just because someone you follow on Instagram, just know that is the mentality. They think of you as a loser and that could never be as cool as they are, and they're getting $100,000 per post to fucking fool you.
Now
so
load up some money on your degenerate bracelet so you can spend it at our festival.
Well, you know what the nice thing about that bracelet is? Not only can you spend it in the festival, but any money left over, you can actually give to your inmate automate pen pal to then use at the commissary.
You can buy teal things. Yeah, and that's when you get the degenerate fast, and you look at your tick and go, blink 183. God damn it.
It can only be better.
All right, let's call the week. I'm Ryan for Dave and Bobby saying see you next week, cruising with the twos.
Hey, do you look like a clown? We don't care. We're in prison. Fuck us.
Ooh, yeah, time passing by. Motherfucking time is passing by.
Wait, what the fuck is a jail?